This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We are here for you on The Bright Side. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've been talking a lot about what's in the news lately, the coronavirus thing, and if you have comments about that, if you have questions about that. If you have questions about the immune system, because building the immune system is really your best strategy for dealing with any kind of viral infection. Influenza, which is far more significant, has turned out to be far more significant than coronavirus, but any kind of infection. Viruses are opportunistic. It's a very important word in the world of virology. Opportunistic. Opportunistic means exactly what it sounds like. The virus waits for an opportunity, and building up, eliminating opportunities should be the strategy. But we don't need to have social distancing to eliminate opportunity. We don't need to be sheltering in place to avoid opportunity. We can build our immune system. That should be the strategy. In fact, this entire crisis should be a wake-up call for all of us to not be a vector. Because guess what? There's another coronavirus coming up. There's another viral infection coming up. Viruses are just the way of the world now. And there's all kinds of questions about viruses. Nobody really understands them, and nobody really knows if there's not other agendas associated with them. There's just a lot of mystery associated with viruses. But what's not mysterious is you can build your immune system. And there's so many different strategies. Number one, there's so many different ways that we suppress our immune system. And number two, there's so many different strategies we can use to improve our immunity. And getting on a supplement program, of course, is one of the most important. How you eat, how we move our bodies, more movement, the more you move, the better the electrical performance of the body. And at the end of the day, the body is an electromagnetic system. That's another issue, because controlling the electromagnetics of the body is a consideration when it comes to health and wellness. And that's the whole problem with 5G. And I don't know if you guys heard that YouTube is now censoring 5G. If you say 5G on a YouTube, they're going to delete you because it's misinformation. If you say 5G in COVID or something, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of, I don't want to get into that, but the point is we are electromagnetic beings. And guess where the most powerful way to control our electromagnetics is? The most powerful way to control our electromagnetics is at the level of our thoughts. the level of how we see the world, the level of our perception. We change our electromagnetics by our perception. We are electromagnetic beings. We're not chemical beings fundamentally. Fundamentally, we are electromagnetic because electromagnetics is fundamental to chemistry. And this whole crisis can be an opportunity. I believe crisis and opportunity go together. I believe crisis can be, the worse a crisis is, the bigger the opportunity. And this is an opportunity for us to now take on a different way of seeing the body. Now, I know I'm a little biased because I've been talking about the body. I've been talking up the body for decades now. So I would like to propose that we use this as an opportunity to now understand our bodies, to take on a different way of looking at our bodies. And one of the first places is going to be to take a look at how we take a look at things, to examine our awareness and examine our consciousness. Science hates the word consciousness. Mainstream science hates the word consciousness because it seems so abstract and you can't measure it. But you can't, Albert Einstein said, you can't solve a problem from the level that the problem is at. You've got to take a higher level. With physical issues, you've got to take a higher level. If you're having a physical problem and you want to somehow take care of it or address it, for reals, not superficially, not just hide the symptoms, but really address the physical issue, you have to address it, or you don't have to, but you want to at least partially address it from mental and emotional levels. Some would say all mental and emotional. I'll say at least partially from mental and emotional levels. We leave good health on the table if we don't do that. Mental and emotional is where our electromagnetics are foundationally changed, and that's quantum mechanics, as we think. It's not just quantum mechanics. That's from the Bible. That's from Marcus Aurelius. That's from Montaigne. I think that's how he says his name. Montaigne, French philosopher. That's from Anthony Robbins. That's from ancient Hindu texts. That's from quantum physics. Quantum physics, which is the most accurate science ever developed, tells us our reality is a function, at least partially, of consciousness. And if you think it's going to be an electron, or if you think it's going to be a wave, it becomes a wave. If you think it's going to be a particle, it becomes a particle. That's called a double slit experiment, simplified. If you somehow place attention on it being one way, it'll be that way. That's in the Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Any way you slice it, from multiple perspectives, consciousness is foundational, and we can control that. Everything, and consciousness, by the way, is, I said science is sort of, I don't like that word, consciousness, because it seems so vague, but really, in the last 30 years or so, 40 years ago, there's been kind of a change in that science is now beginning to try to examine this thing called consciousness, which is extremely hard. It's hard to examine consciousness scientifically because you need consciousness to do that. You can't filter it out. It's always going to be there, which is why science hates it, or mainstream science hates it. You can't think about thinking because you can't get thinking out of the equation. So you just have to use your intuition. And quantum mechanics or quantum physics kind of has given us a basis, a scientific basis for believing that that's the case. In any case, try it. See what happens when you change your consciousness, your awareness, what you pay attention to. What are we paying attention to today is being manipulated. Don't watch the news. Don't watch the news. If you need to know if a street is closed, Google it. I'm telling you, the news is not there to make you to create a sense of contentment and peace of mind. The news is there to get you to do something. It's an agenda-based system. The news, they call it the news. They're there to sell advertising. They're there to compel you to watch. So you get fear compels you to watch, and it's a vicious cycle. The more fear, the more you're in fear, the more you watch, and the more you watch, the more you're in fear. And that is messing everything up. Fear is a foundational place where the immune from which the immune system operates. Fear shuts down immunity. It weakens our ability to deal with infections or any kind of stresses. Ironically, in the short term, fear is functional, but in the long term, it shuts down our ability to respond. And anything that makes you feel scared should be avoided. And anything that makes you that creates a sense of anxiety and dread has to be avoided. It doesn't have to be outright fear; it can just be anxiety. If you're interested in being strong, if you're interested in keeping your immune system robust and able to do what it's supposed to do, which is take care of viruses and bacteria and microbes, etc. And it's well equipped, by the way, to do it. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open. We'll be back after this.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Got Professor Nez coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about fear, and we're going to talk a little bit about branding. Professor Nez is a branding expert. He's going to talk a little bit about branding and branding yourself and branding your business. He's also going to talk about dealing with crisis and how you
How You Handle Crisis. He's got a podcast. He's the author of numerous books, and he's a very intuitive and insightful guy, and he's got a lot of good wisdom. And we're going to talk to him at the bottom of the hour. Take your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. You guys have probably heard or been hearing a lot about elderberries. I've been hearing a lot about elderberries. Elderberries are quite fascinating. I've known about it for cough and cold. It came out in the 80s, actually. I had a physician friend of mine who told me it was called Sambuca back then. Sambucus is the technical name for elderberry. Now, I guess the cat is out of the bag on elderberry. And it does have some really interesting anti-inflammatory effects, we'll say. It's good for cough and cold kinds of things because it's got some really interesting effects on the respiratory system, although I don't know if it's been scientifically shown, but a lot of people swear by it. And you can get elderberry in various forms. We used to make elderberry tincture back when I had my herbal pharmacy, but you can get elderberry now as a cough, basically elderberry syrup, and it's designed to keep you from getting the symptoms of the flu, and also has some digestive health benefits. You can make your own elderberry tea, by the way. If you can get some elderberry flour, it's pretty easy to just soak in water. Teas are really interesting ways of getting medicinal value from plants. Plants are loaded with medicinal value, especially for the skin. And botanicals are loaded, what we call herbs, which are basically weeds, are loaded with medicinal value. And a lot of them make great teas, and all you got to do is get yourself a little, one of those silver tea ball things with the holes punched in it, and go to Frontier Herbs or some organic, ideally herbal company, which you can find online, and just order various herbs and make your own teas. You can make sleep teas, you can make immune system teas, you can make teas for mood and depression. Think about teas and extracts and herbs is they're not powerful. They're just subtle. And they're good for a lot of different things. You can get teas that are good for asthma. You get teas that are good for depression. You get teas that are good for your reproductive system. You get teas that are good for dreaming. You get teas that are good for female menstrual issues. You get teas that are, you can make teas, I should say, that are good for all kinds of things. They're really easy to do, but they're very, very subtle. It's not going to be like a drug. In the world of medicine, we are very dismissive of subtle things. But the body kind of operates in a subtle fashion. The world of medicine doesn't really understand subtlety, unfortunately. And I'm not saying that about any doctors. I'm saying that about the model. The model doesn't really appreciate subtlety. But the body is extremely subtle. It works within very, 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 very fine tolerances. And so even though herbal medicine and plant medicine and making teas, which is what we're talking about here, it's not going to give you the same kind of benefit that a pharmaceutical will give you, but that's not to say it's not without benefit. That's not to say it's not without health-inducing effects, at least subtly. And the same thing goes for spices, which I find extremely fascinating, that these things that are they've been historically so important for culture, the spice trade. People were obsessed with spices for many years. Say we take them for granted a little bit because we have them everywhere. And, of course, are, from a purely Epicurean point of view, our taste buds benefit from spices. Think about how wonderful spices are for our foods. And on top of all that, they're medicinal. They're therapeutic, but in a subtle way, not in a prescription drug way. And that's the problem. We don't appreciate subtlety in medicine, so we just kind of dismiss it. Same thing with consciousness and thoughts, by the way. That's more subtle, too. You know, they say, law of attraction doesn't work. I thought about, being rich and I never happened, so it doesn't work. No, it's not. That's not the way it works. The way it works is it's subtle. You change the way you think, and gradually you change the way you think. Gradually your world shows up differently. It's not like you just think a thought and all of a sudden things happen. Although, the power of thought and the power of mind is pretty obvious because all you got to do is think about picking up that pencil from the ground or think about tying your shoes and voila, lo and behold, you're tying your shoes. And that's an interesting idea right there. People say they don't believe in that the mind affects matter, that you have mind over matter. Of course it does. Every action is preceded by a thought. I think I'm going to lift my arm. My arm goes up. The power of the mind to affect the physical world is no more mysterious than the last time you tied your shoe. And not leveraging it for everything is leaving power on the table, leaving health on the table, leaving money on the table, leaving love on the table, leaving everything on the table, not to leverage the power of the mind. The power of the mind is electromagnetic. You know, if you, there's a device called a, you guys have all heard of an EEG, right? Electroencephalogram. That's where the, that's where they put electrodes on your head, and then they measure your brainwaves. Well, everybody's heard of that, electroencephalogram, EEG. But what a lot of people haven't heard of is an MEG, a magnetoencephalogram. A magnetoencephalogram is when they put, they don't have to put the electrodes on your head. They can put them a distance away from your head, and they can read the magnetics coming off of your brain so specifically that they can tell you generally what you're thinking about. Just from the magnetic energy that's coming off your brain. You don't think that has an effect on individuals? You don't think that has an effect on families or on couples or on societies and cultures? That mass electrical effect that people are emanating out of their brains has a major effect on how the world shows up. That's all the thoughts that we're thinking. But it's subtle. And because it's subtle, we dismiss it. But even logic tells you, by virtue of the fact that we have things like a magnetoencephalogram, even logic tells you that there's a connection here. There's an electromagnetic connection. This is where all the 5G people are freaking out. Now, I'm not going to get into that, but clearly, you know, we're electromagnetic beings, and electromagnetics is being emanated off of our bodies and off of our brains with every thought we think or every action we take. Of course, there's going to be some kind of interaction somehow between the electromagnetics of the body and the electromagnetics that's coming out in the air. Think about it. The last 120 years ago, we didn't have these electromagnetics. What's 120 years ago? Say 140 years ago. 140 years ago, there was no electromagnetics except maybe telegraphs. That was the electromagnetics. And that was coming in through wires. We didn't have things not coming in through wires until very, very recently. The last 80 years or so. Probably radio came out in 1920, somewhere around there. So the last 100 years. That's nothing. The electromagnetics of our environment have changed dramatically. Of course that's going to affect our electromagnetics. Does that mean you want to, by the way, freak out? No, it means you want to take care of yourself. Nutrients largely work by manipulating electromagnetics in the body. And electromagnetics creates a damaging effect by interfering with how nutrients work. Do you guys hear that? It goes both ways. Electromagnetics work at the nutritional level, and nutrition works to protect us from electromagnetics. That's largely how nutrition works, particularly antioxidants. We've heard all about antioxidants. The reason antioxidants are so important is because they dampen electrical energy. They suck up sparks, electrical sparks. And that's another place where spices and plants and botanical medicine really comes in. Really, it's really quite amazing the wide spectrum of antioxidants and antioxidant protection you get from plants. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Professor Nez coming up in our next segment. We'll be back after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Generally, they're political foes, but shortly, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to be a guest in the Oval Office with Republican President Trump. The two are going to get together to discuss the coronavirus. The president making the announcement yesterday at the coronavirus briefing.
They're getting it together in New York. A lot of good things are happening in New York. And I think the governor's coming to the Oval Office. Andrew is going to be coming in with some of his people. So we look forward to that.
Another Cuomo in the news. The governor's brother, Chris Cuomo, has finally emerged from his basement after a battle with coronavirus. After spending weeks quarantined there in his basement, the CNN host documented the moment in a video on Instagram yesterday, noting that he had been cleared to come out by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
President Trump is temporarily halting immigration into the U.S. amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The president saying on Twitter that his executive order will protect American jobs. The president previously suspended travel from China and Europe. More than 42,000 people have now died in the U.S. from the respiratory illness. It looks like airlines will be keeping employees during the coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Department says agreements have now been reached between passenger air carriers and the Trump administration, agreements that will go through the payroll support program to keep paying workers during the crisis. That includes Allegiant, American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United Airlines. South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored, with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. You can always find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine up at brightsideben.com and the longevity products as well at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Elf products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. All formulated in my compounding pharmacy many, many years ago. TruthTreatments.com, and we do have specials running at TruthTreatments.com. I am very, very excited to have our next guest on. I've been following his work now for about a year and a half when I first stumbled onto him on Facebook. He is super charismatic and super, super smart and insightful. He's a leader in personal branding, and especially I'm going to talk to him today about mindset transformation. He's an author. He's the founder and CEO of the Professor Nez Consulting Agency and the founder and CEO of Beyond the Box Academy. And he's got all kinds of great stuff on the web. And most of all, he's a lover of humanity and somebody who's helping make a difference in the world. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Professor Nez. What's going on, Nez?
Hey, Ben. How are you, man? Great to be here. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for being here as well. So you you also have a specialty in digital storytelling, as I read. And as I read it, I think we're going through quite a digital story right now in the world. Tell us a little bit about the power of story and the power of using story in a digital fashion to build your business.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, this is, to me, and I love, this is all going to really kind of relate to mindset, too. It's just about your perspective. Something that I teach my students and something I talk about often is don't think of this technology, don't think of personal branding, don't think of social media, the web, the internet, as anything other than a vehicle for modern communications. This is just modern communications. Personal branding is synonymous with 21st century communications. We have this amazing technology at our fingertips where all geographical lines are blurred. I can reach people in Tunisia. I can communicate to people in Bangladesh, all from the beautiful comfort of my own home office. And so it's really just about understanding that this medium gives us the advantage, it gives us an opportunity to share who we are, how we can help people, how we can serve. And if you do it consistently and you learn some of the best tips and practices, and you understand the power of storytelling, there's the advantages, the ability to grow, the ability to earn income, take care of your family, it's limitless. The sky's the limit.
So storytelling is not some random thing, though. It's like there's an organized way to tell a story, correct? I mean, you can't just ramble on.
And I would say, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, ways to tell your story where you can study the model and the sort of architecture of storytelling. But the real thing is I always tell people, especially when it comes to personal brands, you have to be authentic. You have to be real. And just be earnest. Most people think of digital storytelling and, you know, branding your business or branding your personal brand online as something that you have to, you know, exert this beautiful, only polished version of yourself. This sort of Instagram, I call it coconuts and yachts, where everybody's standing in front of a Lamborghini, they've got cash, and they're beautiful, shiny, happy people, and everything's always perfect. As a matter of fact, when you share your vulnerabilities, when you share your challenges, when you share your obstacles, that literally, Ben, is the key to everything, because that's the most relatable. When you share your difficulties, when you share your anxieties, when you share your frustrations, when you're real, capital R real, people relate to that more than ever. And I'm living proof that this works, Ben. All of the content that I put out there, and I put out a lot of stuff about, you know, mindset, business, branding, the content that gets the most engagement is the content where I'm just literally talking to my audience about what I'm going through, and I'm not hiding those maybe darker sides or those unpretty sides or unsexy sides to what I'm going through. And people relate to that more. And so the biggest thing is I don't want to make it complicated for your audience that you have to understand the hero's journey, and, you know, you have to have this story arc and storytelling, you know, blueprint. Really, for most of your audience and for most people out there who are staying at home, stuck at home during this quarantine, I think the best thing that you can do right now is literally, you've got all the beautiful devices in your back pocket. Your smartphone is more than enough. You can literally do a 1 to 3 minute video just sharing your story, telling people who you are. Here's the blueprint. Who in the world are you? Why should I pay attention to you? And how can you help me? Because you know as well as I do, Ben, because you do this better than anybody, it's all about service. Nobody cares about you. And I don't mean that in a cold way. What I'm saying is that you have to make people understand. You have to understand human behavior and psychology. People care about themselves first. And so if you want to serve, don't make it about you. Most people on the digital kind of landscape, they make it all about them. Make it about your audience, you'll win.
You know, that's great you said that. I had a guest on yesterday who talked about being a leader servant. And the whole idea of service is kind of like, in the common mindset, it doesn't sound like a really strong thing, the idea of service. It sounds like more like you're servile, kind of. But service is like the most powerful thing you could do, because when you serve others and you serve the world, you get back. It's almost like you create suction, and nature abhors a vacuum, it comes in to fill. It's like the most powerful way to be is to be a servant.
You know, if you would have told me, Ben, as a young person, I'm in my middle age now, but if you would have told me as a 19, 25, 24-year-old that service is the greatest feeling on planet Earth, and it's literally our purpose as human beings, I would have been like, get out of my face. That's the last thing I want to hear. But because we don't talk about this in school. We don't talk about this. You know, I teach at several universities. I know you know this. You know, I don't just call myself Professor Ned. But, you know, we don't, and I can get on rants on education all day and all night, but I won't go there. You know, we don't talk about, we talk a lot about acquiring. We talk a lot about, you know, making sure that you have an infrastructure in place that allows you to earn more, you know, make sure that you've got everything in place, the house, the kids. We talk about the kind of traditional methodologies of being a human being, but literally service is the backbone to everything. If you want to start a business, you better understand how to serve your clients and customers. If you want to have a radio show, a podcast, you want to be a digital storyteller, you better make sure that you're helping people, that you're serving people, that when they click on your video, when they click on your site, that there's something there for them that they can get something out of. If you want to get hired, if you want to get a promotion, look, nobody cares about you. You have to show that you can solve their problem. This is a phrase that I use a lot, Ben, with my clients, is people do not hire your credentials. They don't hire your accolades. They hire your energy. They hire your humanity. They hire your authenticity. And you have to make sure that your message is catered to them. I call it the Kennedy principle. Ask not what people, companies, organizations can do for you, but what you can do for them.
That requires a certain confidence. That requires a certain sense of security that you're going to get your needs met. There's like a presumption there that has to be made. You have to have a presume that you're going to have your needs met so that you can do that. And not everybody has that. There, and that's what I want to talk about next, is this idea of fear. Fear and survival, because I think that's what gets in the way of us being great the way you just described it. We're talking to Professor Nez, founder of and CEO of Beyond the Box Academy, and author and very, very inspirational and motivational podcaster and speaker as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more of Professor Nez right after this. Don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben talking to Professor Nez, author and motivational speaker. By the way, Professor Nez, I brought A Conversation with Fear today. I'm very excited to read it. I saw that you have a whole bunch of cool books on Amazon. And what can I expect? Just my own personal interest here.
Thank you. By the way, that was a book that was and it's kind of more of like a micro narrative. So you're going to be able to finish that in an hour. I'm a big believer in this is another thing about translating to the modern times and understanding your audience, serving your audience. I wanted to make things more simplified, more direct, and fast because audiences nowadays have a shorter attention span. With that book, it's literally synonymous with the title. It's a very creative way, at least I feel it is. I've been getting great feedback. It's literally a conversation with fear. So it's a character named after my son, Samuel. And so what the entire book is just a dialogue. It could almost be produced as a one-act play. And so Sam is having a conversation with fear, and fear is teaching Sam, who is named after my son, how to overcome him. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what you think of that book.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. That's awesome. And so speaking of fear, and this has been a subject that I think about a lot, actually, and survival, from a biological perspective, we're not at our best when we're in survival mode, or I should say we're not at our long-term best. We're actually doing pretty good in our survival mode, running from a lion, but when we're in long-term stress, we're definitely not in a good place. And this idea of service seems like fear and survival will get in the way of that. Talk a little bit about how you can actually literally deal with that whole fear response. And I know now that I know it's in the book, give us a little sense of what people can do to deal with that fear response to feel more secure so they can be more in service and give more and get more as well.
No, I love this, and thank you so much for asking this. This has been my entire life's work, Ben, and it's very personal for me as somebody who suffered from debilitating anxiety and depression as a young man. You know, I took all the traditional medicines. I took all the traditional avenues for approaching this thing inside your cranium, and none of it worked. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work for some people, excuse me, but I went about it through my own kind of introspection, my own journey, my own research, study, practitioning. I feel, and this is why I talk about this a lot in every aspect of my digital communications, I feel it's the number one impediment to whatever you want in life is that thing inside your head, that little person I call the eternal doubter, which is a voice inside every single human being's brain who's constantly telling you you're not this, you're not that, you're too old, you're too young, you're too stupid, not XYZ, you're not this. That is the number one impediment. And just, you know, for circumstances and for the sake of this show and time and brevity, you look, the biggest thing that I try to tell my clients, Ben, and I think you're going to be able to kind of relate to this, and hopefully this will serve your audience, I want you guys to know it's okay to have fear. I want you guys to know it's okay to have anxiety. It does not, really, this is about shifting your perspective. Most people think that because they have anxiety, because they get nervous in front of, you know, before speaking in front of crowds, which, by the way, being an international keynote speaker, I still get phenomenally nervous before a big speaking engagement. I mean, I'm a paid speaker, so there's a lot of pressure, obligation, there's a lot of responsibility there. I want you to know it's okay. So one of the things that I try to talk about a lot, Ben, is befriending the anxiety, befriending the fear, allowing it to be there, but just not identifying it as some kind of way of defining who you are. This is huge, Ben. This is a huge perspective shift. Because most of us, when we get nervous, when we get anxiety, we think immediately comes that interpretive device in our brains which says, well, if I'm having this, it must mean there's something wrong with me. If I'm nervous, maybe I'm not good enough. If I'm nervous and anxiety and have fear, that means I'm weak. That means I have some kind of deficiency. Incorrect. All the greatest, all the most successful people, all the greatest historical figures from Aristotle to today, fear, anxiety is a part of the human psyche. It's a part of the human condition. It's a part of the way that we function in real life. It's when it becomes chronic, as you know, Ben, it's when it becomes that sort of fight or flight, when it becomes something that it really produces a huge barrier. That's where it's something that we need to address, and there's a lot of different methodologies to do that. But the first thing I'd like to say is just befriend that fear. Be okay with that. Mm-hmm. This is natural. This is a part of it. And you can't manufacture confidence. And so how do you get confidence? How do you circumvent fear? By doing, by stumbling, by fumbling, by being authentic, not fighting the fear, allowing it to be there, just don't identify with it. The most liberating day of my life, Ben, and I'll stop, the most liberating day of my life, Ben, I swear to you, was the day that I finally realized, and what luck and fortune, I finally realized, this has paid massive dividends, I finally realized I don't have to take my thoughts seriously. They don't define who I am. You are not your thoughts. You're bigger than your thoughts.
Okay, so that's awesome. Obviously, that's powerful stuff that you just said. How do you disengage from your thoughts when we are conditioned from the time we're able to think thoughts to believe exactly what you just said, that we are our thoughts? How do you just disengage? You can't just turn on the switch.
I love it. Yes, I love it. So without getting into the sort of, you know, micro specifics of the different practices that I do, and you and I have talked about this even before the show, really, I want to be as simple and as direct as possible with the audience listening and everybody. Hopefully you're getting value from this. The best way, first, is that understanding. It's really testing this out, verifying this for yourself. When a thought comes, okay, especially a thought that says you're too fat, you're too old, you're too dumb, you're too this, or you're not that, which everybody has, the best thing that I tell people is to just simply detach yourself from any, don't get entangled in those thoughts. Don't plug in, don't download, don't register anything with those thoughts. Don't be the policeman of your mind. Allow them to come and allow them to go. Don't identify with them, especially the thoughts. I'm not talking about your natural intelligence, your natural mind. I want to be very specific. I'm talking about your psychological mind, your psychological mind that gets in your way. And so there's a difference. And so how do you know? What's the litmus test? Any thought that produces those physical reactions, use your body as a litmus test.
Mm.
If you're feeling your heart racing, chest constriction, throat, mm-hmm. you know, difficulty swallowing, breathing, sweating profusely, what have you, and you feel that fight or flight, more often than not, that means those thoughts are anxiety-producing and those thoughts are not you. It's your body telling you. There's intelligence all over your system. You know this, Ben. You're a pharmacist. You know this better than I do. There's intelligence in your body. Trust that feeling. Trust that feeling that these are not the thoughts of who I am. And test this out. So do not get entangled within those thoughts. Just literally sit, watch, allow them to come. Do not fight them. You know, one of the great people that I learned from was Shunryu Suzuki, you know, who wrote amazing books in the 1970s on mindfulness meditation. And I'm sure your audience knows about this, Ben. And one of the things that he said was, which is a beautiful quote, he said, "Whatever comes, allow your thoughts to come. Just don't serve your thoughts tea." So he said, just let them come and let them go. Don't serve them tea. And I thought that was a beautiful phrase.
Yeah.
And I was
what does
that even mean? And by the way, I don't want this to sound too woo-woo. This is very practical, anchored in reality. Yeah. Just literally look and figure out and know that you're bigger than that thought. Because check this out. You have to come earlier than the thought. A thought, here's the last thing I want to say, Ben. A thought cannot live without you giving it attention. But you can live without the thought. So which is the greater? Everybody in the audience, ask yourself this. A thought cannot live without your attention. You have 50,000 thoughts per day. Why are the ones that are sticking, sticking? They're sticking because you're energizing them with your attention. You give them meaning.
Mm. That's so powerful. That we were talking about this idea of what you give attention to is what ends up being real in your life. Whatever you pay attention to, so be very careful what you pay attention to. It's almost like a magical thing. You actually conjure your reality up through your attention. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
listen, we're at
in school, Ben. It drives me nuts. We don't talk about
We should be teaching it in school. We should be teaching
in so-called educational institutions that are rearing our youth.
Yeah, there'll be a new. I think there'll be a new. Hopefully. If we have a new society, you know, sometime it'll be based in a new education, a new way of educating kids in a more empowering way. Hey, listen, we're out of time. I want you to give yourself a plug and tell people how they can get a hold of you and check out your podcast, et cetera. We got about 30 seconds here, Nez.
Well, thank you so much. I want to first say thank you so much to you, Ben. Everybody who's listening and watching, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm pretty much Professor Nez everywhere. You can go to ProfessorNez.com. Just Google Professor Nez. You'll see me. My YouTube channel, I take very, very seriously. I produce content every single week, all about mindset and messaging. It starts with your mindset. I don't care, you know, who you are. You can have 4 PhDs. You could be the next Dalai Lama. You could be the next, you know, Abraham Lincoln. But if you can't get your mindset right, you can't get your message right, and if you can't get your message right, nobody will know who you are. So ProfessorNez.com, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk soon, Professor Nez. Thank you so much. That was Professor Nez. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.